This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I got to bring this up. Okay, apparently in the news, there was this fight that happened, right, over a video game bet. Now, I guess this happened in Portland. And two men have been arrested. Well, South Portland. I don't think there's... Is there an English city named South Portland, or is it South Portland like South Portland, Oregon? Huh. It's called the PressHerald.com. I don't know. You know what? It's looking British. Like Southampton, like the Hamptons in New Jersey versus Southampton English. All right. Well, Corey Shepard, 28 years old, of Wyndham, and Ryan Dion, 29, of South Portland, both face charges of robbery and aggravated assault for allegedly beating 24-year-old Joseph Sacco with a souvenir baseball hat on March 16th, stealing his iPhone, a handgun, and $480 in cash. Why? Because it was a $200 bet over a basketball video game. Now, his mother, one of the accused mother, who lives in Portland, says she believes her son is not involved. And that the other boy confronted Sacco because Sacco was highly intoxicated and refused to leave his home. So, apparently, robbery is punishable by 30 years in prison, $50,000 fine, aggravated assault, Class B felony, punishable by 10 years in prison and a $20,000 fine. And apparently, police got involved when an officer on patrol found Sacco stumbling around in the road. He was disoriented, bleeding, but he smelled of alcohol, but he had open wounds to the head. So, I want to bring this up, okay? When somebody could come into the ER and they were drunk and they were acting like they were having a head injury, as an ER doc, we always have to rule out the head injury. Because, one, you have to assume that maybe as drunk he fell, hurt himself. Or B, maybe, yeah, he smells of alcohol, but he's not technically drunk, and he's stuporing around because he has an issue to the head. And so we would be CTing a lot. Now, this was in the 90s. But you had somebody who was drunk, had any form of head trauma, scratch, bruise, whatever, we were supposed to check the head. Now, the majority of them were fine. But we've talked about this a lot where your drunk buddy may not be drunk. He could be having some pretty weird pathology going on. Hypothermia during New Year's Eve. That's hypothermia, hyperthermia, outside, you know, in the summer with a barbecue, etc. But the reason why I bring this up is there's a lot of violence surrounding video games, and not because the video game makes you violent. A basketball video game shouldn't make you violent. You know, even I'm still a little, like, torn by the idea of doing GTA, and that's going to make you want to run somebody over on a sidewalk, you know. Have you guys ever played GTA? It's so stupid. You know, you're driving a car or whatever, there's a person, and then they go, ah, you run them over, you know, and then you drive, and nothing happens to you, and, you know, everybody laughs, and you're like, okay, you know, that's a stupid game. I mean, it allows you to do stuff you're not allowed to do in real life. I don't think anybody is going to, you know, I don't think the game has the potential to turn you into a murderer. If you're going to be a murderer, you're going to be a murderer. Okay, I don't think the game goads you into doing that. You know, but I do believe that video games make you violent based on the psychological response you get when you lose. Losing is not easy. And we learned to lose, or we did when we were younger, when we would play baseball. or football or tennis or whatever, and would lose. Or there'd be a contest in school and would lose. Okay, I've lost a lot. I don't think I've ever won one bingo game. I don't think I've won a keno. I live in Vegas. Okay, I'm not a big winner when it comes to that. I'm a big winner in life. Got a great husband, kids. Thank God. But great career. Fantastic radio network with GCN. Did you see that? Did you have to slide that in? You know, I love my boss. And Jason, love you, Jason, too. Hey. But, you know, so I'm blessed in that way. But in terms of winning things, no. But here's the thing. When I would lose, I would probably face a loss maybe every month, 2 months. Maybe just on field day once a year. I wouldn't be losing 10 times an hour. You know, I remember getting a little sad with video games because you'd have a quarter, I'd put it into the Pac-Man or the Ms. Pac-Man, and then, you know, and then I'd lose. And I'm like, well, I can't play again. So not only was I called a loser, but I can't play again. So I would be sad. I'm like, okay, well, I got to go find something else to do. So you would run out of money. There would be a finite amount of time to your losing. It's different with video games now. Now you lose, I start again. Lose again, you start again. And so you keep getting hit and hit and hit. And I've seen people who play get mad. And I'm like, what's going on over there? It's just game. Calm down, chill. Netflix and chill. Don't have to be doing this whole video game thing. But no, now that video games, right, are free, and you can play them over and over again, you keep getting that hit. And that hit isn't really the easiest psychological thing to go through. And so I'm not sure what the end result is going to be. You know, people are going to say, well, we have to ban video games. I don't know if you have to ban the video game. I don't think that's... But you know what? I mean, trust me, government can do anything they want. They are. I mean, they're, you know, already doing some interesting things. But what they need to do with video games... Now, I'm talking in terms of, you know, we're going to, you know, ban flavored sales, or we're not going to let vaccinated kids go to school or unvaccinated kids go on the bus and, you know, things like that. So, I mean, the government's kind of already, state governments are kind of doing what they want already. But, you know, maybe we have to do something where, you know, psychologically, we get some psychologists involved on how these games need to end. Because I think people get really, really mad at the loss. 1-877-DOCFELLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so while we're kind of talking about psychology here, and I talk about everything on the show, let's kind of mix in a little bit of politics. Election that's going to be coming up in 2020, it's going to be a doozy. I'm not even looking forward to election years anymore. I'm just scared. It's going to be an absolute mess. And the Democratic ticket is going to be a frenzy over the next few months, trying to figure out who's going to be the front runner. Is it going to be Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Ocasio-Cortez, Kamala Harris, Cory Booker? I mean, there's so many different people throwing their, you know, their name in the ring. I'm not sure where we're going, but this is kind of interesting, okay? There's a poll that looks at Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and they say that her, quote, firebrand style of politics is not very popular with the voters. Now, she's the one, if you aren't familiar, she's the one that's very, very young. I think she's only 29. Okay, so don't worry. She's too young to run for president. I think you have to be 35. So don't worry. She's not going to run for president. So I know I said that earlier, but people, some of her loyal supporters are calling for that, but it's not going to happen. But a Quinnipiac University survey released yesterday found that only 23% gave her a favorable rating. A surprising 38% said they didn't even know enough about her to form an opinion. And I guess she was on the cover of April's Time magazine. See, the media loves her. I think they made a reality TV show about her. And, I mean, there's been, I mean, the liberal news media has just been showering her with cameras, making her so popular. But this poll, it's a small one. They surveyed 1,300 voters nationwide between March 21 and 25th. And, she got maybe her highest rating from the millennials, the 18 to 34 age group, Generation Z and millennials. Republicans gave her a 2% rating and a 74% unfavorable rating. 23% didn't really know much about her. But some, I guess, were a little bit concerned of her kind of over-the-top antics. And so what's really interesting is, you know, when we look at politics and we look at people winning elections, or you and politics in your office, or your, you know, marketing firm, or your university, you know, your institution, it's very unpredictable and it's not very consistent. So you have this idea that I've seen, and I don't really do well with the whole, you know, staying under the radar. I hate staying under the radar. That's not me. I will never stay under the radar. I just can't. I mean, you know, me and my big googly eyes and my, you know, very blonde hair and my loud voice and my cackle and, you know, I was always worried if there was ever a bad guy holding this hostage. You know how you stay quiet and you try not to look away? When I'm nervous, I laugh. So I'm like, ah! Ah! I would be like, oh my gosh, I'd be so loud, and I'd be like the first one picked off. You know, but you know what? I'll take one for the team. I will take one for the team. But I just don't lay low. If I see bad stuff happen, I'm going to get in there and I'm going to say, guys, no, and I'm going to fix it. I'm not just going to complain. I'm going to go in there and fix. That's what I do. Do it again. In a heartbeat. That's what I do. And so you have some of these people in politics, you never hear of them. You don't know who they are, and they just keep getting reelected and reelected and reelected. And you're like, who? And, you know, they lay low, and they get by. And they get by for years. So you're thinking, okay, I get it. Lay low. Stay under the radar. You know, keep your nose to the grind. Don't be controversial. But then all of a sudden, here's Donald Trump. And he just blasts through the primary and makes it into the White House. And it broke the mold in terms of what you're supposed to do with politics. So here's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who tries to do the same thing. The problem is the favorability. Now, how's Trump's polling? Well, in the latest, and again, you got to be careful with these polls because you're like, who's running them? But they say President Trump's approval rating has kind of held steady. Now that Robert Mueller's probe showed nothing to do with collusion, no evidence of conspiracy, they say he's at about a 45% job approval rating, virtually unchanged from a similar poll last month. They say 55% of respondents say they disapprove. Now, The Hill, this is coming from The Hill. I don't know what the name of the poll is. I mean, if it's a CNN or an MSNBC poll, I'm not going to expect much. If it's a Fox News poll, I'm going to expect other results. But, it depends on the poll. But, you know, Trump, he's on his own, this whole Mueller thing. And what I'm starting to notice in politics is if you like the candidate, and you like the party, that's just where you're going to be. If you are unhappy and you don't know where to go and you need direction and there's no leader, you're going to be the most vulnerable to somebody who's on the fringe. And so I may disagree with a lot of the politics that Ocasio-Cortez has. And I may think some of them, you're promising the world. But the one thing I got to give this girl credit for is she knows how to get the cameras on her. And that's what you need in politics. Now, what she did with Amazon, she shot herself in the foot with that. And I understood she had to double down and she needed to show that she was quote-unquote for the people. But being for the people may sometimes mean some more conservative ideology. If I really want to help the people, all right, I would want them to have jobs. I would want them to have good jobs. I would want them to have good health insurance, pensions. So we would need big companies to hire them. We would need to incentivize small business. Small business is starting to go by the wayside. How do you incentivize small business? How do you incentivize employers to hire more people? Now, who usually likes to do the tax cuts and the incentives? The Republicans. So when people say, well, the Democrats are more for the people, I see the Republicans as well. Give me a different argument. Right? We want people working. We want people making money. We want people making money and then paying their taxes, putting money into the tax system. So then we have money for, social services, etc. That just seems to work. I really wish I had that clip of JFK in the start of 1963 talking about cutting taxes to help stimulate the economy. He sounded like a Republican. And you have to remind yourself, going, wait, he was Democrat? So there's been this push to become very, very progressive and very, very liberal. And it may work because when people are desperate and confused and being given wrong news, fake news, they may go for the next dictator or the next fanatic. I'm not claiming anybody on either side of the party is that. But one of the reasons why Trump won is because we were really beaten up by this recession and Obamacare. And we were like, oh, God, no, that hurt. I got to tell you, from an economy standpoint, not too shabby. Trump did what he promised. Now, the Democrats may be all beside themselves. Oh, my gosh, unemployment is low, and, I have a job, but I'm unhappy, and, I don't like where the country's going. Where's the country going? We have more people on Medicaid and social services than we ever had before. So what's getting cut? Oh, but if the Democrats and the liberals are in disarray, there's going to be somebody they're going to go for. I mean, was Hillary Clinton, right, the best candidate they could come up with? Apparently not. So, if you are a politician out there, I would just say, do the right thing and be smart. Try to get the cameras that way. Come up with smart policies, not just policies that'll give you a soundbite. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Saying he's not kidding around, President Donald Trump tells reporters he may close the southern border with Mexico next week if they don't take action to halt illegal immigration. GOP Congressman Ted Yoho on the Foreign Affairs Committee tells CNN he supports the president.
And if we've done everything that we have up to this point, and as Secretary Nielsen has said, it's a crisis that it's overrun. So we have got to change the strategy, and I think this is the right way to go.
The president says it could include all trade with Mexico. British Prime Minister Theresa May suffered her third major defeat Friday on plans to leave the European Union, with lawmakers rejecting it in a 344-286 vote. Though smaller than the previous two losses, the vote spells continued uncertainty and turmoil for Britain and Europe. The Prime Minister, who even offered to resign in exchange for lawmaker support, pleaded in vain with the House of Commons before the vote. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So they say if you look at a cup of coffee, you could get a kick. Just gazing at an espresso, cappuccino, or latte may have the same effect as drinking the coffee. You know how you need your morning coffee to wake up, or your morning Red Bull, or whatever? A new study suggests just look at it. Researchers believe that humans associate coffee with arousal so strongly that merely seeing a caffeine cue is enough to activate areas of our brain that control how alert, awake, and attentive, we feel. The research was carried out at the University of Toronto, led by Sam Moglio and an assistant professor of marketing. They said coffee is one of the most popular beverages, and a lot is known about its physical effects. Much less is known about its psychological meaning. In other words, how even seeing reminders of it can influence how we think. People often encounter coffee-related cues or think about coffee without actually ingesting it. We wanted to see if there is an association between coffee and arousal, such that if we simply exposed people to coffee-related cues, their physiological arousal would increase, as it would if they had actually drank coffee. So what they did is participants from the U.S., Canada, and Europe, and China, Japan, and Korea looked at coffee and tea cues. People from different parts of the world were included due to caffeine being the fourth most consumed drink globally. Tea comes in second. I think they meant coffee was the fourth most, but they put caffeine. I think coffee they meant to say. And then four separate experiments were carried out with up to 342 participants in each cohort. And the participants completed various cognitive tasks, like creating a mock marketing campaign for a fictional brand of tea or coffee. They had their heart rates measured. They self-reported how they were, how alert they were. And the results revealed that participants who were exposed to coffee-related cues thought in more concrete, precise terms. They also felt like time went by faster than those who were shown a cup of tea. Yeah, I don't do well with tea. If I saw tea, I'd be like, yeah. People who experience physiological arousal, in this case, as a result of priming and not drinking coffee itself, see the world in more specific, detailed terms. They say priming occurs when exposure to even very subtle cues subconsciously influence thoughts and behavior. Now, the reason why I bring this up is there was, I think, a study a while back looking at how to decrease pain, where if you could get somebody to concentrate enough on certain images, they could possibly decrease some of their pain. Now, the reason why pain is a problem with this, and we're having a, you know, real, you know, lull or a slowing of, you know, being able to get research on that, is pain is very psychological. Yes, there's physical components to pain, but most of the processing of it and sensing of it, you know, happens in the brain, obviously. And so even a little bit of pain, you can't get people to go pain-free on these. So, like, if somebody's at a 10 out of 10 with pain, and you knock them down to a 7 out of 10, to us doctors, that's really statistically pretty significant, depending on how the study was done. And we're like, oh my gosh, you knocked them down three grades. But to a person, they're like, I'm still in pain. All right? This picture of a flower ain't cutting it. So we have to find practical uses for it, but it is, you know, doable. You know, we talked about cussing. There was a study that came out years ago that if you allowed somebody to curse, their pain lessened. And how they tested it is they took a bunch of college guys and they had them stick their hand in ice water. And the guys that were allowed to cuss and curse at their loudest were able to hold their hand in there a lot longer than those who weren't allowed to curse. Now, you know, I told you guys when I would deliver babies, some of the loudest women who would deliver babies, but the most admirable, were my Latina population. They would refuse pain medications. They did not want to take an epidural pain medication for their baby, and they would want to tough it out. And how they would tough it out is they would be very, very loud. Many of them would do the, you know, I, and they would say it that way. Many of them would, you know, yell and scream. And my baby would come out, and they would do it without epidurals or pain medication. And I would offer it, and they said no. And you know what? I respected that. And they were able to do it and get through the pain of it. And I would get so mad because I would hear some of the other doctors going, oh, my gosh, you know, they're just, you know, so dramatic. And I'm like, no. Okay, they're delivering a baby there, and they're doing it without pain medicine? Shut the hell up. And I get really defensive because I like my Latinos. I do. My uncle's Puerto Rican. Don't be messing with anybody, please. And so, the idea of yelling and screaming and vocalizing does help. It really does. So there's other things we could do to minimize pain or to, get some biological or physiological responses that you might not think. Now, interestingly, here in Daily Mail, they say coffee might combat Parkinson's and dementia. They say two compounds, including caffeine, may work together to prevent the accumulation of toxic protein, and they found this in mice brains. They say the protein known as alpha-synuclein is associated with both Parkinson's and dementia with Lewy bodies. Lewy body dementia. And they said tests on rodents that are genetically at risk of both diseases showed the combination of caffeine and a compound called EHT prevented this alpha-synuclein buildup after 6 months. Now, coffee has about 150 milligrams of caffeine, anywhere between 80 to 100. A caffeine drink only has 80, yet gives you more. Excuse me, of a buzz because of the of a caffeine boost, because people drink it quicker than a cup of coffee. But the idea of looking at something and getting that boost, interesting. I believe it. Speaking of drinking, they say the biggest mistake people make when they try to lose weight is they don't drink enough water. And I agree with that. I agree. I can't tell you how many times I remember in Weight Watchers, they said, you need to drink about 10 glasses of water a day. You are not going to lose weight if you don't drink water. And so we have another study here saying that you are going to be doomed no matter which study you do if you're not drinking water. Dr. Thomas Chi, a urologist at the University of California, San Francisco, told the Business Insider that the biggest mistake any dieter can make is focusing so much on the new eating plan that they neglect their water intake. People who are on extreme diets tend to have higher levels of salt and less hydration. And the high salt levels may be particularly problematic to meat-rich diets, especially some of these keto diets. A lack of water combined with an increased intake of wheat can now cause complications of kidney stones. Now, many times we will, I remember learning this from one of the doctors I worked with, Dr. Paul Kalikas, had told the class, was teaching the class about hydration. And he said, a lot of times you may think you're hungry, and you're not hungry, you're thirsty. And your body may not be processing that feeling right. And so we said, if you know you think you're hungry, drink some water first. And that's what we learned in Weight Watchers. That's what I had learned in many different medical school seminars, where you drink water before you eat. It'll help fill up your tummy. It may help you with some of the hunger cravings, but also you may be really dehydrated. Now, the one thing that I think a lot of us do, and I know I do, is I see these movies where people are out of water and they don't have water all around them. And I have been very, very fortunate to not get thirsty a lot. That's why I ended up getting a kidney stone. I used to brag about how I could go all day without drinking water. And I'm like, why would I mess with that? Because if God forbid, I mean, I'm in the desert, God forbid I'm ever in a situation, I want to be able to go without water and not be so used to needing water. The problem is if the going is good, drink the water. Yeah, and I gotta tell you, it's a struggle for me because I'm like, I don't want to start forcing myself to be thirsty, but you won't. But you do have to get into the habit of drinking a lot of water. That's just what it's gotta be. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a medical milestone happened as the world's first living HIV-positive donor donated a kidney. Nina Martinez, 35 years old, had contracted HIV from a blood transfusion at 6 weeks old when she was born in 1983. This happened because, you know, blood banks at the time weren't screening for HIV. You know, the early 80s, we were still kind of, beside ourselves and not really knowing what was going on with the HIV virus. And so she had gotten a blood transfusion and then unfortunately gotten HIV. She survived to the age of 13 when viral suppressing drugs then were released. So she was luckily able to live during a time when a lot of people with HIV didn't. And now she's been able to pay it forward and donate a kidney. They say surgeons in Baltimore have performed what's thought to be the world's first kidney transplant from a living donor with HIV. Nina Martinez, whose HIV is suppressed by drugs to an undetectable level, first started exploring donation so she could give her kidney to an HIV-positive friend who needed one. Now, her friend died before tests were through, but Martinez decided to honor him by donating this kidney to a stranger. Now, the stranger is HIV-positive. On Monday, she traveled from her home to Atlanta to Johns Hopkins University for the operation. Now, I know some of you are like, well, I don't get it. If you donate an HIV organ to somebody with HIV, why is that a big medical breakthrough? Well, it's not the idea of you're able to give an organ to somebody and they don't get HIV. That's not the point of this. Although I get how you know, you could think that's why what the headline is. The headline is for somebody to be able to get a transfusion, you got to be on immunosuppressive drugs. You also have to be very healthy. You got to be pretty damn healthy to be able to give up a kidney. And you have to be pretty strong to be able to receive an organ and be able to, you know, not reject it. And you have two people with HIV able to do that now, whereas they couldn't in the past. That's what's groundbreaking. Now, she told the Associated Press that she wanted to make a difference in somebody else's life and counter the stigma that too often surrounds HIV. She says many people think somebody with HIV is supposed to look sick. It's a powerful statement that shows somebody like myself is healthy enough to be a living organ donor. So the transplant was made public yesterday. Everybody knew. The recipient chose to remain anonymous. They're both recovering well. And she said, here's a disease that in the past was a death sentence. And now it's been so well controlled that it offers people with that disease an opportunity to save somebody else. Well, that's according to Dr. Dori Segev, a Hopkins surgeon who pushed for the HIV Organ Policy Equity or HOPE Act. It lifted a 25-year U.S. ban on transplants between people with HIV. Now, we don't know how many HIV-positive patients are among 113,000 people, right, among the waiting list for a transplant. We have 113,000 people waiting for an organ. HIV patients could receive transplants from HIV-negative donors like anyone else. But imagine now having a new pool of people that could donate an organ. You see, we haven't been going to the HIV population. You know, I help create National Blood Donation Week and State Blood Donation Days. And the one thing that's been very, very frustrating is many homosexual males say, look, I want to donate blood. And there's been a ban by the FDA. And the reason why is, you know, if you've had sex with, if a man has had sex with another man within the last year, they are not able to donate blood. And the idea behind it is, well, they could be at risk for HIV. Now, they are at risk for HIV, yes, but so is the average heterosexual that's not using condoms. So is the average heterosexual that's cheating on their wife or husband. And so we need to screen all blood for HIV. And I get, sometimes it takes a while to convert, but this ban on one select group of individuals when you have other individuals that, you know, could lie and say, oh, no, I only have heterosexual sex, means we need to kind of revamp. That might be an old, you know, that may be out of date. And so you have a lot of, you know, people who want to donate blood and they can't because they're gay. And they don't have HIV. They want to donate blood. So, this is fascinating. In 2016, 100, they say, in the last few years, spurred by some pioneering operation in South Africa, doctors have begun transplanting organs from diseased donors with HIV into patients who also have the virus, organs that once would have been thrown away. In 2016, 116 such kidney and liver transplants have been performed in the U.S. as part of this research study for the United Network of Organ Sharing. Now, one of you had asked, you know, how are we on making organs in the lab? Well, we're trying. You know, we could make scaffolds of structural organs, you know, like a trachea or like, you know, the pinnae cartilage of the ear. but in terms of a functioning kidney, no, we're not there yet. So this is the world's first, allowing people with HIV to donate to others with HIV, and them being healthy enough to lose an organ is fantastic. That means we have done amazing. We really have. Now, I am a little nervous that, you know, the smarter we get with HIV, the smarter HIV is going to get. But right now, Dr. Segev says there's potentially tens of thousands of people living with HIV right now who could be living kidney donors. Now, will we ever be at the point where we will donate a person who has HIV, a person's organ, to a non-HIV infected individual? Well, you know, it's interesting. The answer right now is no. Nobody would donate a possible HIV donor's organ to a non-HIV. However, if we end up becoming very short on organs, I would personally like to opt in and say I'll take the HIV organ. I mean, if I'm about to die because I need a new liver, and we treat HIV so well right now, and my choice is either dying or getting an organ that was in an HIV who was maintained, you know, whose levels were low and undetected, I would probably take the organ. And that may be where we are later with this. And now that we can suppress HIV, etc. But, you know, you're already, think about it, you're already immunosuppressed having an organ. You're going to have to be on immunosuppressants for life when you get an organ, a new organ. You know, because your body could reject it because, it's very smart. Your immune system is very smart. So if you're already on immunosuppressants, you already have to be careful. You already have to be, there's that worry about, having sex and giving it to somebody and you won't be able to donate blood. But the average, person who got a transplant isn't a blood donor. So I don't know. I would probably take the organ no matter what. It's a good organ. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with that. Another thing that's interesting is they're talking about mosquitoes and mosquitoes spread diseases. And they say that as the climate changes, we've been hearing a lot about this, that more people may be affected and we could be having some pretty, pretty endangering sort of illnesses. They say 500 million more people could be at risk for mosquito-transmitted disease within 30 years as a result of the warming climate. Now, the article, The Guardian's careful to talk about climate change. They are talking about global warming. But Canada and parts of Northern Europe could be newly exposed to the threat. Why? Mosquitoes are usually more of an equatorial type of bug. But as places that used to not be warm get warm and wet, they're saying mosquitoes may go there. We'll see. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.